USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering the pending distribution of direct payments to families under the child tax credit.
I'm announcing today that on July 15th and the 15th of every month thereafter throughout the year, you will get deposited in your bank account half of your tax cut, at least $250 per child each month.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying it will give families a break. Roughly 39 million families will start receiving monthly child tax credit payments in mid-July. The Supreme Court unanimously rejected Biden administration arguments in a case from Rhode Island that police should be allowed to enter homes without warrants to seize handguns. The case came before the High Court as President Biden and congressional Democrats are pressing for aggressive new restrictions on Second Amendment gun ownership rights, including controversial red flag laws. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Violence is continuing in the Middle East.
Israel and Hamas continued aerial bombardments into Monday morning as fighting entered a second week with no peace in sight. The worst violence in the region since 2014 has resulted in the deaths of 197 people in Gaza and 10 in Israel. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Target is the latest retailer to drop mask requirements for fully vaccinated customers. The retail giant saying fully vaccinated guests and employees no longer have to wear masks inside the store. However, they will need to if a local ordinance is in place. Wearing a mask is also strongly recommended for those who haven't gotten their shots. The Federal Trade Commission says $80 million has been lost to cryptocurrency scams since last October. The FTC noted it only includes scams reported to the agency, meaning that number could be even higher. The average consumer lost roughly $1,900 in the 7,000 reports filed. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
New mask guidance from the CDC has some businesses scrambling.
The CDC released new guidance last week regarding mask wearing for those who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, saying that they no longer needed to wear masks indoors in most settings. But as businesses now adapt to the new mandates, there's still some confusion over what people should do. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says they're not asking businesses to police who is and isn't vaccinated in their establishments. She tells NBC's Meet the Press that it's more important for them to make it easy for their employees to get vaccinated.
We are asking people to be honest with themselves. If they are vaccinated and they are not wearing a mask, they are safe. If they are not vaccinated and they are not wearing a mask, they are not safe. And what we're asking businesses to do, probably the most important thing that businesses could do right now, is to work to ensure that it's easy for their own employees to get vaccinated and to give them the time that they need so that they can make those appointments and get themselves vaccinated. So those people in those businesses are safe.
A number of national retailers have announced that they're dropping their mask mandates inside their stores. Walmart, Trader Joe's, and Starbucks are just a few of the companies dropping their mask requirements. But some businesses have said that they'll be keeping their policies in place for now. Home Depot and Kroger's say they'll continue to require customers to wear masks in their stores, while CVS and Walgreens say they're reviewing their policies. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news always online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.